Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvetti and my fabulous co-host, Veronica Entwistle.
Hi, Jackie.
You're late.
We started my show late.
Okay. All right, tonight's show.
Sorry, Jackie.
Well, you don't need to do it on the air. Tonight's show, Feeling Dual, as soul, spirit, and higher self's perspective of who we are versus the ego's perspective. This is going to be an interesting show. And we're going to talk tonight about how we're beginning to experience observers in our experience speaking directly into our heads, critiquing our behaviors, thoughts, and actions. And it should be a very interesting show. I know I'm not the only one having this because I've talked to a lot of other people. Show dedication to our continued opening, acceptance, and understanding through this amazing, sometimes difficult, time of ascension. So I want to talk about a series. I have a bunch of things I want to talk about before we kind of get to the subject tonight. There's a new series on the History Channel called Ancient Aliens. Now, there was an old series called Ancient Aliens. This is a new series. And you can go to, there's 5 episodes altogether. They're each 2 hours. The first one is The Evidence, then The Visitors, The Mission, Closer Encounters, and The Return. And I have to tell everybody, this is the best stuff I've ever seen on television. I'm so damned excited I can't even see straight. So if you get a chance, if you don't have time to record it or if you can't find it, you can download the first one on iTunes. If you go to the historychannel.com and you go down to the bottom of the page, it'll say Ancient Aliens. Click on that. A lot of these are on DVD. You can buy the DVDs or you can download the first one for like $2 or $3.98 on your iTunes and play it on your computer. The airing for, let's see, we're past that. The Mission, which is the third one, is on May 4th, and then Close Encounters is May 11th. The Return is May 25th. So they've basically only aired 2 of them so far. But they're doing a lot of repeats. So if you go through your I don't know if some people have a DVR or a TiVo, but you want to check your local listings, you know, and it'll show on there for your local listings. But I got to tell you, everybody, this stuff is so good. It is so good. And so, you know, a lot of Eric von Daniken is on there, and a bunch of other people. Lots of scientists. This is the most comprehensive information I have ever seen. And for those that were at the intensive, the piece that we did in Egypt is absolutely talked about there in terms of Isis and Osiris, where they came from. I'm telling you, I had so much fun with this, I couldn't even believe it. I just keep rewatching them in the morning when I have my breakfast, my break at lunch. I can't get enough of it. There's just such wonderful information. So do yourself a favor if you get a chance, and if you decide to buy them and put them into your library of DVDs, boy, are they worth it. And you'll want to share them with everybody. Then I have something fun to share, Veronica.
Kidding.
I couldn't resist this. This is called my favorite doctor. And of course he's Asian. It says, "Doctor, I've heard that cardiovascular exercise can prolong life. Is that true? Your heart only good for so many beats and that it. Don't waste on exercise. Everything wear out eventually. Speeding up heart not make you live longer. It like saying you extend life by car by driving faster. Want to live longer? Take nap."
That's wonderful.
Oh, no, there's more. "Should I cut down on meat and eat more fruits and vegetables? You must grasp logical efficiency. What does cow eat? Hay and corn. What are these? Vegetables. So steak is nothing more than an efficient mechanism of delivering vegetables to your system. Need grain? Eat chicken. Beef, also good sources of field grass, green leafy vegetables. And pork chop give you 100% of recommended daily allowance of vegetable product. Ice cream, even better. Everything cow eats in one package. Should I reduce my alcohol intake? No, not at all. Wine made from fruit. Brandy is distilled wine. That means they take water out of fruity bits so you get even more of goodness that way. Beer also made of grain. All people who don't drink unhappy. Happy people live longer. So drink more, bottom up.
Oh, that's funny.
How can I calculate my body fat ratio? Well, if you have a body and you have fat, your ratio 1:1. If you have two bodies, your ratio 2:1. This is just, I haven't laughed at anything this hard in a long time. What are some of the advantages of participating in regular exercise program? Can't think of a single one, sorry. More people killed running on street than lying on couch. Aren't fried foods bad for you? Big capital letters, you not listening. Food are fried these days in vegetable oil. In fact, they permeated by it. How could getting more vegetable be bad for you? I love this. Will sit-ups help prevent me from getting a little soft around the middle? Definitely not. When you exercise muscle, it gets bigger. You should only be doing sit-up if you want bigger stomach. What about food additives? You want to complain about something for free? If it added, must be better, like fuel additives. Is chocolate bad for me? Are you crazy? Hello. Cocoa bean, another vegetable. It best feel good food around. Is swimming good for your figure? If swimming good for your figure, explain whale to me. Is getting in shape important for my lifestyle? Hey, round of shape. Oh, my God. I thought that was so damn funny. I mean,
is this your doctor?
No. This is a an Asian doctor. That was, somebody said it to me, and I just howled. I read it, and I started crying. I was laughing so hard. Only because we're all so body conscious and health conscious these days.
Well, he sure has vegetables down, doesn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. And here's the other one. It's short. For those who watch what you eat, here's the final word on nutrition and health. It's a relief to know the truth after all these conflicting nutritional studies. Japanese eat very little fat, suffer fewer heart attacks than Americans. Mexicans eat a lot of fat, suffer fewer heart attacks than Americans. The Chinese drink very little red wine, suffer fewer heart attacks than Americans. The Italians drink a lot of red wine and suffer fewer heart attacks than Americans. Germans drink a lot of beer and eat lots of sausage and fats and suffer fewer heart attacks than Americans. Conclusion. Eat and drink what you like. Speaking English is apparently what kills you. Oh, I'm sorry. That's the end of my stand-up comedy routine. I had to share these tonight. We've been so serious, and we just had this lovely full moon in Scorpio on Wednesday, and so I thought everybody would appreciate a little lightening up.
A little humor.
Oh. After the big food shtick here, I really want to talk a little bit about paying attention to your foods and your supplements and your hormones.
I mean, that was an advice, what you just said?
Yo, it was advice I'd like to follow. Because we're changing so fast, and I know I've talked about this before, but I got to meet with my, he's like a wild professor, this homeopathic MD I go to, and the man is brilliant. I have to give him that, and I am, you know, just feeling amazing, but, you know, again, I thank the team. My blood tests all came back phenomenal, as always. And for those of you who've had sessions, if you're women and you don't have a uterus, you do have a device in there that actually produces the progesterone. So you can thank the team. So say a little prayer tonight when you go to bed. I have no uterus. My progesterone levels are amazing. And he just kept looking at me and going, "You don't have a uterus?" I'm like, no, remember what I do for a living. The thing that they can't do is the estrogen, and that's because there's no way to put it in there just to dose, because women are changing all the time, and you have to be tested on a regular. It's impossible. When we first started the sessions, we had women who were postmenopausal starting to menstruate again. So we, you know, of course, I'm real good at observing everybody else. I'm not real good at myself. Anyway, some things that he shared today, because he treats a lot of psychics, channels, healers, in addition to, and he has people from all over the world. But he brought up some really important things. And he said, you know, for sensitives, and everybody who's listening to this show is a sensitive at one level or another, I promise you. And if you weren't a sensitive, going through this ascension process, you are now. adrenal support is imperative for everybody. And he gave me this whole little missive about, went on and on about the adrenal support and for all of you sensitive, especially for you healers, psychics, etc. Adrenals and estrogen are, you blow them both out even if you're just very psychic and you don't practice in any way. Those two get blown out very, very quickly because your antenna is up all the time. And I thought that that was a very profound statement on his part. And so those are things that everybody, you know, you want to do bioidentical, of course. But for adrenals, you know, I would say adrenal reboot is the most, and he agreed that it's probably the best on the open market right now.
What's it called?
Adrenal reboot. Comes out of Canada, one of your Canuck friends, darling. And lovely man. And I have people that order it. They have me order it for them out of Italy because they can't get stuff in, so we have to send it to another country to get it to them. But it's very amazing, and that's the best one that I can recommend at this time. I used to recommend Supercritical Stress Advantage by New Chapter, but I know the adrenal reboot is, and everybody that's taken it, even a few pills, could tell right away. So, but this is for men and women, everybody. I mean, you know, even the estrogen deficient males.
Hmm.
And what happens, your estrogen will pop low and you don't realize it. You'll blow out your adrenals and your estrogen gets blown out. And this is something he told me, which I was really surprised. He said, as long as you're doing this work, you'll be seeing me because we'll have to keep your estrogen levels up and some other things because of the way that everything runs through your body. And he was talking about, and I'm sharing it with all of you. He actually said to me, this needed to happen to you so you would share it with other people. Okay. And I thought that was a really interesting statement. He's also incredibly psychic. So, very, very, also, people who are This is what I found very interesting. Even young children who are under dramatic stress as a child, a lot of them will start blowing their adrenals early, and then it blows out the thyroid, and they end up hypothyroid. I thought that was fascinating as well. So, little tidbits, but if you're, you know, if you're finding you're draggy, you're feeling cold, especially if you get sleepy in the morning, like mid-morning, it's adrenals, or you feel kind of blown out, you know, at different times of the day, it's adrenals.
Can you put children on adrenal support so they don't blow out their thyroid?
If they're under a lot of stress and you feel like they're, you know, I would look for something more organic. I mean, I would look for something. I would call this company and talk to them about it. But I would look for something more organic. I'd actually look up how you would support adrenals for children, you know, what herbs and so on, and maybe start them on an herbal, just a straight herbal treatment. I know that the New Chapter does make things, I believe, for children as well. So they'd be one I'd look at. And actually, any of your health food stores, you could talk to them about it. But it's a very, because I blew out my thyroid very young. And see, I'm near, you know, as a baby. So this was all just really good information, though, and I did want to share it with everybody. And what's interesting is that I really attributed everything I was feeling to the sessions, and I ran out of the adrenal. He has this. I'm using his now, but I 5 days off of it, and I started getting cold, and I started getting sleepy, and I thought somehow I was getting something I was allergic to, and he said, "No, it's your adrenals." Hmm. And as soon as I popped an adrenal today, it turned around just like that, and I was like, "Whoa." Okay, I got it. Food allergies, please test your foods, no matter what you've been eating or what you've been doing, and your supplements. Our bodies are changing so rapidly that what we eat in the morning, it may be okay. By the time evening rolls around, you may be sensitive to it. This is just welcome to ascension, people. I don't know what else to say. Welcome to ascension. You may want to look at your blood type and kind of check out, you know, what's good for your blood type in terms of foods. I would say this is the time to be really paying attention to that. Again, I had a big discussion with him about that today. And, you know, versus the ascension process and your blood type. And because we need all the support we can get. It's just, there's just no way of getting around it. So let's talk about feeling dual. I'm sorry, Veronica, I'm monopolizing. I don't mean to. Have you been experiencing this where you're hearing voices critiquing things you've said and done?
Not particularly right now.
Okay, good. Well, I
sometimes, you know, it's real. I've had that.
Yeah, well you can take a bow,
yeah,
Robert.
No, I'm not.
Well, I have been here, and I've had several people I've talked to, and this is coming, where I'll go into a situation, and I'm talking more in my personal life. I'll go into a situation, and I'll leave, and I'll get this whole critique. You know, you could have handled that differently. If you would have done this and that. Now, normally I would think it was the team, but I recognize, since other people are hearing it, unless the team is really busy, that, which I don't think, that this is really more of our higher self and our soul and our spirit, this integration process. So, you know, the ego is very different. The ego will try to shoot you down one way or the other. This is coming in at a very subtle level in terms of saying, look at this, look at the way you handle this, and you could have handled this a little differently, and look at how it would have impacted people and so on.
And I've had a lot of that, yes.
Okay, there you go. And I'm giggling about it because it's getting, plus I'm having a lot of other beings just pop in. And I had K King Solomon has been coming in, and I thought maybe it was because I was working with a lot of Jewish people. So in watching the Ancient Aliens, they did a whole thing on King Solomon and how he was flying around in a spaceship. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's why he's here. So it can feel, and also this sense of being an observer of yourself. And are you experiencing that piece of being?
Yes.
Okay, it's like you're in the situation and you're all of a sudden popping out, observing the situation, back in it, popping out of it. And I'm like, this is so bizarre. I actually, this is the funny one. I had, you know, my jillionth, not that I exaggerate much, phone call looking for my ex-husband from a bill collector. And I've been divorced 24 years. Needless to say, it doesn't thrill me when I continue to get these calls. So I was not exactly a shining light when they called. And I hung up the phone, and they gave me a whole dissertation on, you know, this person is working for their blah, 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 blah. It was not necessary to be rude to them. And I'm like, all right. Think about how you could have impacted that person's day. And I'm like, yes, you're right. Okay. And I'm thinking, you know, this is like having a built-in mother and father. Or as I prefer to call them, the peanut gallery. So if it's beginning to happen, and of course where my mind always goes is, how is this going to evolve? Okay? I mean, if we're integrating, which we've always known that eventually we would integrate more and more of our higher self and our soul as we move through and let go of more and more density. So, I mean, you know, I start playing with it, well, I live this so it doesn't bother me too much, and I think you do too, Veronica, where we live in a situation where all of our thoughts are known. There's nothing that's hidden. So once you're fine with that, you know, it's kind of a free-for-all after that.
So it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
That's right. So if you're having... Oh, Lord, this made me laugh. As I started writing about this, I started giggling. And I thought, you know, if anybody's tuning in for the first time tonight, we probably won't hear you. Or you won't be hearing us again, but we do have fun. I know the team's going to have a lot to say about this, at least I hope they will, because I don't want to be doing all the talking. I think... it's about us taking more responsibility overall for our, and you know, we've been talking about this, about our impact and the fact that we are beacons, you know, that we're carrying vibrations that are activating and triggering other people, and being mindful of that all the time, which is, you know, more responsibility in terms of, no matter where you are, what you're doing, making your interactions as pleasant as possible with everybody. And which means when I get another call from a bill collector, I have to be nice. Sorry. I also thought about the thrilling aspects of this, Veronica, of if you can imagine you're integrating into your higher self who's been observing you forever, how fabulous that is in terms of having a sense of dominion. And I think that that's the way to look at this, is that we're moving into a greater sense of dominion, whether we realize it or not. But it's dissension, and I've just decided anything goes at this point. nothing surprises me. I figured the doorbell could ring. I could open up the front door, and anybody could be standing there from any lifetime, any dimension, any level, and I don't think I'd be surprised. So when this happens with you, how does it feel for you?
You mean when I hear people commenting on voices in my head?
Yes.
Is that what you mean?
Yes.
I think it just feels like it happened for so long, I think, that it feels like a normal editorial thing, and I am often observing myself anyway, just as you are, trying to release myself from patterns and so on. So sometimes it feels really good, and sometimes it feels a little sharp.
A little sharp?
Yeah.
Explain.
It can be not severe, but I'm not very good at being criticized because I had a lot of that. And sometimes it can feel a little bit critical, and I get kind of take umbrage. I get a little cranky about that. But mostly it's helpful, I think. It feels good. I like that again.
You what?
I like it.
I think it's very exciting. So if it's happening to any of you who are listening, please know that you're not losing your minds. That really is the message tonight.
You might be losing the patterns of your mind. That's it. Right?
There you go. There you go.
You don't want to carry it with us all the time.
Well, as our DNA is opening, and as we're opening to more of our more use of our mind, our brain, if you will, of our brain, and beginning to integrate more experience, certainly through the dream state. I know people are still having bizarre dreams. I think that this is probably, I mean, I'm so excited about all this, I can't hardly see straight because mm-hmm. I just see that things are really moving forward. They're not always comfortable, and I'd be the last to say that, but I like progress. I'm willing to have the discomfort as long as there's progress.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't even say it's uncomfortable. I'll say it's creating a new way of adapting and adjusting to where we're more accountable for everything we do, which I think is great because left to my own devices, you know. In other words, we're not being able to slip into unconsciousness.
Yeah, and be deluded. Yeah,
right.
Delusion. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure that people think that we're probably both deluded, but...
You know, I've said this before, but I'll say it again, that I'm always amazed how words float around, and the vocabulary of Eastern mysticism always talks about Maya as illusion. And here we are all really obsessed about the Mayan calendar. And I go, those two words are kind of floating around, and I'm going, is this the end of illusion? Is this it? You know?
Yes. I would say absolutely.
That's so exciting.
That's a great. I love that. That's brilliant.
I don't know about brilliant, but it sure makes me think about it a lot.
I think the other thing that we're going to be more and more sensitive to is the Earth. And I don't know if people are having experiences. I mean, you know, I've had a long time of feeling the Earth call me to certain things or do certain things and whatever. But... being more sensitive to what she's experiencing and, you know, again, how we can send our energies to assist her through anything that she's going through right now is just so damned important. I mean, it's really a time of people stepping up and saying, yes, I have impact, quit playing small and realize that these things really are happening. And I think sometimes people have these things happen, Veronica, and they're not really aware or they're not paying attention to it. They may just think it's you know, because everybody has some, you know, the monkey mind internal dialogue. But this mm-hmm. is the real stuff happening now.
Mm-hmm.
The real, real stuff.
I think the whole thing, Bob was telling me, because I don't always follow the news, but he was telling me about how Obama was agreeing to offshore drilling, and then this big rig went down. I mean, and did the big oil spill. I know it wasn't a volcano or anything, but it's just pretty interesting as like cause and effect and sort of that response that's going on. The Chuck to check some balances that are maybe in his head. I don't know.
Well, and I would agree with that, except that some of the things that are happening are they're trying to curtail him. You know, there was this huge filibuster in Nevada. It was in Washington, excuse me. Over the Goldman Sachs thing by the Republicans, right. Not wanting to get that thing on the floor. And I think it's just really fascinating. Mm-hmm. And really fascinating that they're making such an effort. I mean, there's, you know, people are digging in their heels. They don't want the changes that are coming. I think the offshore drilling, it's very possible, Veronica, that it could have gone either way. Either it was intentionally sabotaged, all right, to keep us from drilling here in the country so we continue to become dependent or be dependent on out-of-the-country oil, or, you know, as you said, it was something happening very quickly to say, no, that's not the way to go. And I would agree, it isn't the way to go. Especially since they've increased, I think, to 5,000 barrels a day, how much that thing is leaking. It's in the Gulf of Mexico. So
it's incredible.
I can't believe I know all these
things. Well, it is actually part of one picture. I mean, it really is. The world's so small right now. Wow.
It really is small. And, you know, what I'm finding fascinating is dealing with people in different parts of the world, how I can almost pinpoint how things are connected and different governments, different situations and so on. And it's like all of a sudden you can put the dots together and really start seeing the way things are going and why they're going the way they are. It's like having a window on the world. I'm more and more fascinated by it. But I will tell you all that we have such amazing people all over this world who are light bearers supreme, as all of you are. And we are making a difference. So it's really important not to let this stuff get you down. It's hard not to. It's difficult as you look at some of these things not to say, oh, my Lord, what are they doing? And to trust that we're moving forward in the way that we need to. But certainly, lots of people are getting great information, and I'm sorry I didn't have time to add any of the channelings this week. I was extremely busy this week, but next week I'll send forward something that one of my clients sent that was absolutely great from Ton Canyon, and it's a couple of downloads that you can actually listen to that came through the Hathors. For the pineal gland, one is the pineal gland, and I forgot what the other one was. And this is tuning and toning that is all, it's all vibrational, and but it's also, as they said, from another world, from the new world. So they're bringing this into this world to bring us through to the new world. I'm just fascinated by some of the things that are happening right now. I think we are living in the most exciting times. And it's all now coming together. And any of you that get to see this Ancient Aliens, there are so many scientists that are saying, here's the real stuff, here's the real proof, and it's been going on for thousands of years. And they're bringing in new information, not just the old stuff. So,
right. Well, we'll get on it here. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, Veronica.
Hi.
And Robert, we know you're back there. All right. So, voices in your heads. All right. Now, for many of you, this is going to be a very interesting experience. It will be happening. And it probably is to a lot of you, and you're not really paying attention. Not realizing that this is not just your internalization of things, but that it's actually coming. We won't say it necessarily from outside of you, but from another part of you, which is a more accurate description. We're going to add a little information here as well. You are far more complex as beings than you have any idea, truly. You are composites. There are other beings with you. And you won't see them in your energy field because they're in your chakras. So you are all composites. Of not only, and this is Pandora's box, Veronica. We open this one up and, all right. So, we know you know what we're talking about, but you are a composite. And if we would explain it to you this way, all right. So you're a composite of all of your lifetime, certainly. Of your higher self, your soul, your spirit. Then they're all your guides. All right. Now, your other lifetimes include lifetimes off-planet. All right. So, through this ascension process, you're going to be integrating, accessing more and more more of this. So it's just beginning, people. Now, the goal is not for any of you to go into overwhelm and not be able to handle it. So it will happen as you are ready. All right? It will happen as you are ready because you're all moving at different rates. If it's not happening, it's not because you're not enough. It's not because you haven't worked hard enough. So please don't anyone feel as though they're either being left behind or they're not good enough or they're being ignored or maybe they don't have a higher self. None of that would be the truth. All right? Each of you is open in your own unique ways. Now, many of you measure whether or not your openness is comparable to the other person's openness. And you're all unique. Snowflakes. You're all snowflakes. Right? Remember that. Now, depending on, and these are factors and we want you to understand, depending on what you do for a living, how you spend your day, where your mind is, all right, where you put your focus, how much you meditate, many different things, all right, are all factors. You will open as it's appropriate and not before. So for those of you who are thinking, oh, gee, I really want people talking in my head, oh, just know that that will happen when it's appropriate. You don't want it happening before that time, because it can become very distracting. So we just want to assure you that this is not a matter of somebody being better or less or any of that. It is something, and we were glad that the channel brought it up, and we always encourage certain subjects, and certainly this is an important one, because it is going to be happening more and more. You will become more comfortable with it as it progresses, in terms of returning the dialogue. Initially, you're going to respond as children. Veronica, you understand what we're saying here. Mm-hmm. Feeling perhaps criticized, but not really the offerings are really, you could have handled this differently, or you could do this, or maybe if you spoke this way. Again, it's trying to, this is part of integrating higher self. The higher self cannot integrate until you are ready to integrate the higher self, until you're always taking the high road. Does that make sense, Veronica?
Yes.
All right. Now, this is something that is wonderful, all right? For many of you, again, we know all of you are so unique, and we know everyone who's listening out there. For some of you, having someone or something know all of your thoughts is uncomfortable. We recommend that you do your shadow work, all right? There are shows on BBS, February of 2007. There's some shows on there of shame and then going into the lots of shadow stuff. Lazarus has wonderful tapes. All right. Do your work. Do your process on working with your shadow, on those parts of yourself that you're not comfortable with anybody else knowing or hearing. This is about loving and embracing all of yourself. That's the reason all the work has been done in preparation to get you to the point where you are ready and willing to integrate in more of your higher self. Ready being that you can handle it. Veronica, you have questions? Comments?
Well, I think it's really, I think it's a very, I guess the way I've handled it in my own world is hearing the nature of the voices and the frequency of the voices. I think I've spent a lot of time with that. So
all
that
right.
It seems to me sometimes they're way high. Some are way higher than others. And that isn't always bad. It's just as if you've got all these little levels of self that get expressed. That's been my experience. Mm.
All right, speak up, Veronica, when you're talking because you're dropping your voice.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just say that there seems like I've had voices that represent different levels of consciousness quite often. So it'll be a higher
of
one.
Of your consciousness or other consciousness?
I think probably mine. I don't really know. It could be guidance,
right,
or it could be my higher self. But I've noticed it's different. Some are almost earthy and some are way higher. Does that make sense?
Yes. And have you asked them to identify themselves?
Not in so many words, no. I seem to feel like I know who and where they are. I know who's of
right.
the higher self and who's of the guidance realm and who's the spirit that is just there.
And there are all of those as well, yes?
Yes. That's
so,
right,
so you're doing well with this then.
Yeah. Well, I've been doing that for a long, long time, I think.
Yes, you have.
Yes, and it's maybe, well, yes, I think I am doing well with it, and I like it very much.
Wonderful. All right,
it makes
you have
look
questions?
A little vague when you're out shopping.
Well, say it again.
I said it could make you look a little vague when you're out shopping.
Yes. All right. All right. Now, again, Veronica, all right, this has been her life path. It hasn't been the life path of all of you that are listening. And we want you to understand that from a higher perspective, you are orchestrating this. You're not dummies here, and you're not, you know, this is not being foisted on you. We want you to be very clear with this, that in the dream state, you're aware and actually saying, no, I'm not ready, or I'm ready, etc. So this is not a matter of some council somewhere saying, all right, well, get them. It's not that at all. It's not that at all. Now, many of you have wanted more and more and more contact. But we want you to be aware that through the contacts, it's very important that you're clear with yourselves, that you're ready to hear the truth, all right? And not what you think your ego would tell you, or hoping that your higher self would tell you what your ego would tell you, because that won't be the case. The higher self's goal is for you to become the highest that you can possibly be. The most aware, the most responsible, so that they can integrate in more and more and more. That was your agreement coming into the lifetime. And it's a beautiful agreement. And you've all had moments where you did something, felt something, expressed something, or experienced something, where you were very much aware that it was more than you. More than you in your body, more than you under normal circumstances. I had this epiphany, or I had this altered state experience, or this amazing... Imagine having more and more and more of them. And that, dear ones, is ascension. That's what you've all been working towards. That's what you're all talking about, reading about, sharing information about, speculating on. How's it going to work? What's it going to look like? Now, Veronica, you brought something very good up, very good insight, by the way. The end of illusion. Now, for some of you, all right, we want you to really think about this without self-judgment. For some of you, you may not be willing to give up the illusion, or at least pieces of it, parts of it.
I think for a lot of people, we don't know how to give it up, really. No?
Well, isn't part of it a choice, Veronica?
That's it, only sometimes I chuckle to myself periodically because sometimes I don't know where the point of the choice is, just in the now. So.
Choice is choice.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Will is will. These are very powerful energies. They set up certain chemicals in the brain. Now, for those of you who, you know, create your day, Dr. Dispenza talks about it. The reason that people have extraordinary experiences when they do that is because they've set up the chemicals in the brain first thing in the morning. I choose to experience this. I'm going to put my will and my energy into this. And the brain responds. It doesn't have to be willy-nilly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the voices may pop in willy-nilly. You may feel that it's willy-nilly. But, again, meditation, we know the channel talks about that a lot. Getting in touch, giving an opportunity for more dialogue, it may take you time to feel like you're really connecting. There's a wonderful process, holotropic breath work, will get you in touch just like that. All kinds of aspects of yourself. Have you ever done that, Veronica?
Not that particular style, but I have done a number of different styles of art of living, breathing techniques, a lot of pranayama. And the other thing is toning, you know, sounding. Can you
really
bring you into it?
Well, again, that's, you see, that is something that would be more up your alley, all right?
Mm-hmm.
More up your alley. And because, again, each one of you are very unique. I want the holotropic breath work. That's, you actually stop breathing. You don't need to. But it incorporates music. There's very powerful music that you have to play with it. So you're riding on tone. All right? Just a different way to get there. So whatever works for any of you is perfect. Absolutely perfect. All right, now we only have a few minutes, don't we, Veronica? You want to talk about
your
show?
Next week, yes, I'd love to. Next week I will be running Kathleen Kingdon is channeling Dwal Kool, and we've had her on before, and this one is going to be on Dwal Kool talking about the Enneagram as a soul journey style, and that'll be 8 o'clock Tuesday. I'm really looking forward to that.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
And Jonathan Goldman will be on the week after, and he's pretty famous for his chant and his sound healing kind of
absolutely
technique.
Absolutely.
So I'm excited about that, too. And it'll be a call-in show next Thursday at 7 o'clock, and then I don't know what our subject will be, and there'll be you right after that at 8 o'clock.
All right. All right, everyone. Well, we'd like to work with you tonight. Lovingly and gently. All right? If you would like, you're welcome to call us in to work with you in terms of beginning to open up. If you're ready to more direct interaction with higher self, with your guides, all right, you're not going to have direct communication yet with soul. We think it would be very exciting for you, but again, only if you're ready. All right. Now, are you watching the clock, Veronica?
Yes, I am. We have, what do we have, another minute and a half?
All right. Now, for those of you who are not ready to do something like this, if you have a particular request tonight, you are welcome to bring it forward. All right? Please be aware, people, that we cannot, certain things we cannot do. We can't override certain contracts. We want you to be aware of that. All right. Certain contracts we cannot override. Now, the channel doesn't always know what those contracts are, but if you have certain problems and if you contacted her, she will always tell you that the team cannot override contracts, and we can. We can ask for assistance, again, from higher self and soul, and see if there's a way to work around it, but if not, then we are not allowed to. It is the law of non-interference. Know that we love all of you. Veronica, Robert, we know you're back there, the sound genius that you are. We send to each and every one of you our total, complete, unconditional love. Please know that information is coming in from every direction, which is an absolute sign that people are awakening and things, you're going to see things everywhere, everywhere, happening so rapidly. What an exciting time you're living in, everyone. We thank you all for your levels of service, and we know who you are, we know what you're doing. Just by being on Earth, you're in service. We love you all, and until we speak with you again in this format, namaste.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody. Are we late?
Nope. I think we're just right.
Are we? Okay. Good night, everyone. We love you. We'll talk with you next week.